This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. in both restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders and members of the Indian community. Prime Minister Modi reached Washington in the wee hours today after concluding his successful visit to France. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to meeting President Trump and building upon the India-USA comprehensive global strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi today met U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and discussed strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. Back home, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the Union Budget 2025-26. Replying to the discussion on the budget in the Rajya Sabha, Ms. Sitharaman said that the budget aims to accelerate growth besides encouraging private investment. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. She said this budget has been made during a very difficult time and the challenges. The finance minister said that there was a drastic reduction in short-term borrowings in the budget for ensuring greater liquidity in the market for the private sector. The Income Tax Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. Introducing the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act, and it has been simplified for the easy comprehension of the common man. The Joint Committee report on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 was today tabled in both Houses of Parliament amid opposition protest. When the Lok Sabha resumed after adjournment at 2 p.m., Chairman of the Joint Committee Jagdambika Pal tabled the report in the House. Opposition members created noisy scenes. Amid the din, Union Home Minister said that the BJP has no objection if Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla allows the addition of dissent notes in the report as demanded by the opposition members. Members from Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, TMC and others staged a walkout from the House protesting against the report. In the Rajya Sabha when the House met this morning, BJP MP Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni tabled a copy of the report in the upper house amid opposition protests. In the Rajya Sabha also, the opposition members staged a walkout. The Lok Sabha today went into recess till the 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity.
कि सत्र के दौरान हमने अच्छे वातावरण में चर्चा की है माननीय राष्ट्रपति जी के अभिभाषण पर धन्यवाद प्रस्ताव पर 17 घंटे और 23 मिनट की सार्थक चर्चा हुई है इसमें 173 माननीय सदस्यों ने बैठकर अपने दायित्वों का निर्वहन किया है बजट पर सामान्य चर्चा 16 घंटे 13 मिनट तक चली इस सत्र में हमारी प्रोडक्टिविटी लगभग 112% रही है
Information and Broadcaster Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India has emerged as a pioneer in democratizing technology through digital public infrastructure initiatives like UPI, Aadhaar and DigiLocker. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that this successful model has garnered significant international attention and adoption interest. He said at the AI Action Summit in Paris, Mr. Modi articulated India's comprehensive approach to artificial intelligence. The minister said the Prime Minister's vision centered on AI for good and emphasized the critical need for collaborative global governance frameworks while ensuring universal AI access. In Germany, over 20 people were injured in Munich as a car drove into a group of people near the central train station today. According to Munich's mayor, Dieter Reiter, children were also among the injured. Police said the driver was detained at the scene. The incident occurred just a day before high-ranking politicians from across the world are going to gather in the city for the prestigious Munich Security Conference. In tennis, India's Niki Ponacha and Zimbabwe's Courtney Locke advanced to the men's double semifinals of the Delhi Open this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.